This sheet is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru Betzroi Hachayim.
Somebody wrote once that Sichte Broches is a Medrash of Yira Shemayim. It's interesting to note that that's how the Mesadre Yashas put it, that the Sichte Broches should be the Hagdome to learning Torah. Imein Yiro ein Chochma. Kol she Yirose kodemes lechochmose. So they made this Masichta, which is Masichta Agarate mostly. It's mostly Agarate. But for the purpose of receiving a proper introduction to learning Torah. However, even though it's Agarate, or maybe because it's such important Agarate, we should be ambitious to review it constantly and to know this Masichta. Anybody that learned it from cover to cover has made a good start in becoming a Boki Bashas, which everybody could aspire to be. Now we start Dalet Amid Beis, two shuras after the Nabat. Omer Abishur ben Levi, Afal Pi Shekor Adem Kishma Bebeis HaKnesses, when he davened Ma'ariv, he said Kishma, Mitzvah means it's not an obligation from the Chachamim, but it's a good thing. L'kleise al mitase. Say it again on his bed before going to sleep. Omar Rebbe Yosi. Now the Mefoshim on the side want to say it's Rab Asi or Rab Yosi, because Rab Yosi seems the Tana Rab Yosi, but it's not necessary because there's Rab Yosi and Amoyo in Eretz Yisrael. So this is Rabbi Yosi, the Amir of Eretz Yisrael. He says, Michael was the Pasik that says, it's necessary before going to bed to have oil Malchus Shamayim. Rigzu means become excited. The Al Techetor, you won't sin. Means stir yourself up with idealism, Yerushamayim, so you won't sin. Imru bilvavchem, say in your hearts, when it says in the Torah, O Yadvarim Eile, Asher Anochi Mitzav Hayom, Alev Ovecho, say those things on your heart, means on your mind, Al Mishkavchem, when you're lying on your beds, V'doi Musela, and then you'll fall asleep. Derma means you fall into silence. But before you lapse into silence, the last words have to be words of Alev Ovchem. It means Oil Malchus Shamayim. And that's a segula that people should be protected from sin. Omer Rav Nachman, Im Talmid Chochem Hu Ein Sarif. Talmid Chochem means somebody who is always learning in his waking hours, so therefore he has Torah even the last minute before he falls asleep. He does not need to say Kriya Shema. Now, the Poskim talk about the subject, who is a Talmid Chochem? And in many instances, there are special dispensations for Talmid Chachamim, and the Poskim say, we don't have Talmid Chachamim b'zman hazeh. When it comes to Mevazeh Talmid Chochem, or Kovid Talmid Chochem, we have to be Machmir. When it comes to privilege of a Talmid Chochem, so we also Machmir, and we say, we don't have Talmid Chachamim b'zman hazeh. All the Poskim say that. Ein sorry, he doesn't have to say Krishma because he's learning down to the last minute. Now you see a pshat at Talmid Chochem, one who never stops learning. Omar Abai Af Talmid Chochem, even Talmid Chochem, all this potter from Krishma because he's saying Torah down to the last minute before he falls asleep. He should say at least one pasuk of tefillah. Rachman means ask Rachman. Kigon, for instance, b'yodecho af kidruchi, podiso si Hashem kel emes, I deposit my soul with you, you have redeemed me always, Hashem, Hashem of loyalty. Emes means steadfastness, means always you redeem my soul and give it back to me every morning, so again, I deposit my soul with you. Now this has nothing to do with the broch of Hamapil. Hamapil is separate din. We're talking now about saying Krishna. So you might think that Talmid Chochem is absolved from everything. He says no. He has to say at least some tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect his soul when he goes to sleep. Many people, we know, don't get up in the morning. Because in the nighttime, when all the processes of the body slow down, so sometimes they slow down too much and the heart stops beating. And therefore it's important, before going to sleep, to deposit your life in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and express your bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always was the one that gave you back your life, and you hope he'll do it again. Say that. Omer Rabbi Levi Baruch Hom, Omer Rabbi Shimon Elokim. Now the following is only brought in because this pasuk was just mentioned. So now he says an additional parash in that pasuk. A man should always excite his Yetzer Tov against the Yetzer Hara. It means the Yetzer Hara always makes excitement in people. For wrong things, everybody's excited, interested. But the good things, they say, yeah, man. So he says, you have to excite the Yetzer Tov. It should be excited. Now, the Yetzer Tov, we have to know, it never appears in the Gemara in the form of a malach or a person. Yetzer Hara always is personified like a malach. Many times the Gemara tells Yetzer Hara said this or he appeared. Yetzer Tov never once appears or says anything. So the Yetzer Tov we know is the seichel of the person, what you call the conscience. Conscience is in two words, conscience. It means to know things. That's a man's seichel. So therefore, it's not enough to know that something is wrong. You have to get excited against wrong things. Or excited for good things. It's a hislavis that carries a man over certain barriers. But if you're willy-nilly, yeah, meh, so the person's excitement for wrong things overcomes his weak yetzer tov. So even though he has a seichel, knows what's right or wrong, but the seichel has to be a fighting seichel. A seichel that gets up and is excited. Again, lo'ilom yagiz adam yetzer tov. A man should always excite his yetzer tov. Al yes, against his yetzer hara. Shenema rigzu, be excited. Be al techto, and you won't sin. So that's the same pasuk we learned before. It's not enough to say kriyishma and to be yetzer. You have to say it with the hislavis or anything else that's important for a person to learn to help him in the battle in this world. This world is a battle. Therefore, a battle can only be by people willing to fight, with people who are weak when it comes to good things, whereas the people for bad things are always very active. They're most active people. The gays, for instance, are most active. The opponents of the gays are shlofels. So therefore, that's why the Rishoyim are constantly winning battles in this world. And therefore, it's up to the good people, the rigzu, to be excited, be'al techato, because you yourself sometimes yield to sins if you don't have the excitement for good things. Now, if the excitement means the person is learning Musa with himself and he gets excited and is able to conquer the Yetzer Hara, good. You don't need anything else. Just to continue learning Yerushalayim and being excited for Toiv, so that's going to be good enough. But to Imlav, if that doesn't help, Yasek Bater. Now, Yasek Bater is not just an alternative. Yasek Batera means always Yisrael Batera. Anyhow, that's part of the Torah. But if you're talking about battling the Yetzer Hara now, when a man sees that just being exciting himself is not enough, he should be Yasek Batera. But Yisrael Solander says, especially the Torah of that Chet. Let's say if it's Loshen Hara, then he should be Yasek in Hilchas Loshen Hara. He said that no Zgula as powerful for a person who wants to fulfill things as learning the halachas intensively of those things. Because it creates in him an attitude that is fortified now by the halachas. But where there's ever a doubt, so the Yetzer Hara loves fakers. So you have to be sure on every point, this is Lashon Hara, this is Osa, and this is not Muta. When a person knows that, it's easier to defend himself against the attacks of the Yetzer Hara. Also, in all things, there's the halachas of kas. You have to learn that too. The halachas of being lazy to come to tefillah, the tzibur. You have to learn the importance of tefillah, the tzibur. Whatever it is, you have to learn the halachas. If he doesn't succeed just with words of Musa, and in addition, he has to add now the halachas of that particular chet. And the halachas with Dvorah Mitalem too. A lot of halachas about Dvorah Mitalem. Rabbi Saul Solander said, in his time he said, Ayun Gaman, he said, wrote a sefer on Lashon Hara, referring to Chavis Chaim. Ayun Gaman, he said, he should also write Sforim on Dvorah Mitalem. Same thing, he's Sforim about that. Same lot, if it didn't work, they're just learning Musa, Yagis, then Yasig Bata, let him learn the Torah, especially of these halachas that he needs. Shinema Imru Bilvavchem. Bilvavchem means, Hoyu Advorim Hoela, Asher Anuchi Mesav Hayom Alavavecha. These words should be on your mind. So put the words of the Torah in your mind. Im Nitzchav, he conquered it, Mutav is good, Imalav, if not Yikra Kriyishma. Kriyishma is supposed to be a concentrated and quick medicine. Of course, if Kriyishma is said, like people say, it's meaningless. But Kriyishma, when it's said with understanding, Kriyishma has Ol Malchus Shemayim in it. So Kriyishma is a way of counteracting the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar Al Mishkavchem. And say what it says, Bishoch Becho. That's Kriyishma Shel Arvis. Or when you go to sleep. Im Nitzchemut, if he'd conquered it, it's good. Im Lav, he didn't conquer the Yetzer Hara yet. Yas Yizka Layom Amis. He should remember the day of death. Someday you'll be silent forever. The thinking of the day of death is not always the best medicine, because sometimes it discourages people. But for a remedy, for emergency, sometimes you have to take tetracycline, which is a side effect. But what can you do if you need a strong antibiotic? So therefore you take this Yom HaMisa, although it discourages certain things, but it discourages a lot of typhus too. When a person thinks of the day when he'll be in a funeral parlor, he'll be in a box, and that'll discourage many things that he would have done otherwise. Say that. Now, because of Levi Bar Chomo said something before, so they bring some more ma'amorim from the same person, because it's a rarity in the Gemara. Omrav Levi Bar Chomo, Omrav Shimon Lakish, might have said, was meant by the Pasuk, Ko etno lecho, Es luche so ever, va teuro ve a mitzvah. Asher kosafti la hoyroisom. Now what are all these words for? What do they signify? So he says, luches ela seras hanilas. Teuro ze mikro means the chumish, what we call the chumisha chumisha teuro. Ve a mitzvah zu mishne. That's the teuro shebal peh. Asher kosavti, which I added, Eila Nevi'im Uksuvim. It means that what the Nevi'im Uksuvim later said and wrote were things that were already understood by Moshe Rabbeinu in general. Only, to be explicit, they had to wait till the Nevi'im came and wrote it down, or the Uksuvim were written. But already, the principles that were there were inherent in all the teachings that Moshe Rabbeinu received. Then it says to teach them the Gemara. Rashi explains Gemara, it teaches all these things, because Gemara takes things apart, analyzes them, and gives reasons and svaras for them. That's the way they teach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu all the svaras that are necessary to understand the things that he taught him. Melamed, this pasuk teaches, Shekulam nitnu l'Moshe. All were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu said every maimer that's in the Gemara, but all the principles from which the statements were later derived, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, and if he would spend time talking about it more, he would have eventually told us everything. Say that. Right on. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kola Keri Kishma Alami Tosei. It's like he's holding a sword of two edges in his hand. Now, a sword of two edges has the advantage that when you swing the sword forward, it hits the enemy in front. You swing it back, it hits the enemy in the back. That's why two edges are important. You don't have to turn around the sword. One swing ahead, one swing back, so you can attack both enemies. Now, what does it mean? a person has two enemies. The Yetzer Hara attacks in both ways. First, it tries to stop you from going ahead doing good things. It's in front of him. Also, Satan will fornenu. And the Satan stands in the back and pushes him to do wrong things. Maharenu. So the Satan is on both sides, in front and back. So you have a two-edged sword. You have to fight against the Satan on both fronts. So that's what Kriya Shema will help, if you say it properly. Like he's holding a two-edged sword in his hand. Shenema, Roimemos Keel Begrenom, the praises of Hashem are in their throats. The Cheret Pithir is Beyodom. That's a sword of two mouths, two edges is in their hand. So when you speak about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that gives you a sword of two edges. My mash, where does it seem from this that's talking about Kishma? He said Kishma accomplishes that. Oma Malzutri Tema Samsaravashi Mereshi Dinyoniksiv. From previous words in that same sentence, that subject, it's written. It says, Yalzu Chasidim Bechovot. Chasidim rejoice in glory, means Hashem gives them glory. Yeranenu, they sing Al Mishkevaisa. Now, when you go to bed, the Hasidim think what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them, and they're happy and praise Him. They rejoice in the glory that Hashem did, like the Chofetz Chaim. Once somebody peeked in and saw before he was going to bed, he was sitting at the end of the bed, and he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thanked him, and they let him live long, and they let him produce all of his chiburim, that let him make a yeshiva. He said, thank you. He enumerated all the good things. People have to do that. When they went to sleep, what a Hashem today, I was able to move my bowels, I went to work, I made so much money, I ate three meals and so on. So you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you go to sleep, of course. You have to say Kriya Shema. That's what you have to accomplish when you go to sleep. So when the Hasidim rejoice in the covenant that Hashem did them, so they sing on their beds, then Shivbas, after that it's written, the Roi Memo is Kael Begrein, and the praise of Hashem are in their throats. So it's just talking about going to sleep. If you go to sleep properly, you're going to have a two-edged sword against the sun. Say that. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, kol ha-kere, kli yishma, l'mitosei, mazikim, b'deilin, heimenu, the shadim, all those who do injury, will go away from him. At night, the man is not able to protect himself. And people come in at night into the house, prowlers, not only mazikim who used to come in at times with the shas, there are other mazikim, even just as, maybe worse, who come in at night time. And therefore, he needs a special protection at night when he's not able to protect himself. So by saying Kriya Shema, he causes the mazikim to separate from him. Shinyama ubnei reshef. Bnei reshef means the sons of fire. He's talking about Mazikim, the sons of fire. Yagbiu uf, they fly high away. It means they go away from him. The ein uf elotayr. What does it mean? Uf? Uf is something that causes them to fly away. Why is terror called uf? So he explains. Shenema hatoif einechobay. If you'll wink your eye from the Torah, it means if for a moment you'll stop learning the Torah, it goes away from you. It's no longer anymore. You have to continually review. Again, ha-toif e-nechabo. If your eye will wink, from the word oif, to fly, like a wink is a very fast motion. If for a wink you'll remove your eyes from the Torah, it's no longer there. You have to constantly review the Torah. Even though the Torah seems to be such a delicate thing, a perishable thing, still it has such a power that it causes the Bnei Reshev, the Mazikim, to go away from you. Yagbihu uf. Uf causes them to be magbia. Vein reshef ela mazikim shenema mizei reshef, burning, mizei ro, burning from famine, ulechumei reshef, and beaten by reshef. Reshef means by mazikim. Veketev merire, and bitter forms of death. So included in this sentence is mazikim. However, it's not only mazikim, as was mentioned before, all kinds of injuries to which a person is vulnerable, especially at night. Always is vulnerable, but especially at night, and therefore it's important for a person to protect himself by the schus of Kriya Shema. Say that. The word reshef means fiery coals. Rishofer, Shir Hashem, Rishofer Rishpe Ace shall have as ko. So we see it means coals of fire. The shadim are compared to fiery coals. In the times of the Gemara, they still had shadim. Malachim stopped already. They didn't appear anymore to people. But shadim still appeared to people. After the Shas, shadim stopped appearing, but there are plenty of shadim still around. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Kolo Isig ba Torah Yisurim b'Deilim. Amen. When people are busy learning Torah, so Yisurim, suffering, separates from it. It means this: a man has to have some medicines that are good for his neshama. So if he takes the medicine in the form of the Torah, that's a more painless medicine. Good. But suppose he doesn't have enough Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him other medicines, Yisurim, which are good for him. It's necessary for him to keep him out of trouble. But if it's Eisig Bateo, so the Yisurim go away from him. Shenema u'b'nei reshef yagbihu uf. The reshef means suffering the coals of Yisurim, and uf means the Torah. Uf caused the b'nei reshef to go away. Vein uf el Torah, shenema toif einecho boy. Vein eno, if you'll wink your eye from the Torah for a moment, it's no longer there. It's interesting how Torah is described as something so perishable and delicate. And still, if a man is Isaac and Torah, it's instead of Yisurim. Vein reshef ela Yisurim, shenema, mezeirov, ulechume reshef, beaten by reshef. It's like we learn in Pirkei Avos, kol mekabel olot oil Torah, ma'avirei memenu oil malchus v'oil derecheres. They take away from a man who's learning Torah the yoke of the government, they don't put heavy duties on him, or the yoke of making a living too much. He finds ways and means of getting along with less work and is able to spend more time learning. Man either has to learn or he has to labor. But just to be an idler is dangerous for a man. It ruins him. So therefore, a man needs either Torah or he needs Yisurim, one or the other. That's what you're telling me, this. That's too simple what you're telling me. That because of Torah, you become free from Yisurim. Even children know that. Because they're open pasuk. You don't have to dash in a pasuk. Open the reshev, yagvi uf. There's an open pasuk as follows. Vayema, Hashem said, Im shomaya tishma lekel Hashem lekecha, if you will listen to his voice, ve'ayosha beinam taseh, and what's right in his eyes you should do, v'ha'azan tol mitzvahs, you should give ear to his mitzvahs. Give ear to his mitzvahs means you should learn Torah, to listen, and learn his mitzvahs. V'shomata kol chukav, shomata means you should continue to review, you should never forget all of his statutes, kol amachla asher samzi Mitzrayim, all the illnesses that I put upon Mitzrayim, I won't put it upon you. I'm going to heal you. So we see that because a man learns Torah, an open pasuk is going to be healed. So we don't need a drash or b'nei reshef for that. So Rabbi Yechon said that's too simple. Even children know that. Children know Chumash. Ela, what can we learn from that pasuk? Something else, a step further. It means this: kol she'ev shelo lasig ba'teiro in ha'isik. The person has opportunity. Efsh means he's able to learn Torah. His business gives him opportunities to learn Torah. He's not too busy all the time. But and he doesn't engage in Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe I love Yisurim v'chayorim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon him troublous Yisurim. Yisurim means troublous Yisurim that disturb him. Like Echa Yisrael, who disturbs. Or Mayim Achurim, disturbed water. So Koyor, Ko'or, and Oicha, the same word. It being Yisurim, that the trouble the man and spoil his life, means this. Before, Reish Lakish told us only that the schus of Torah saves a man from Yisurim. Rabbi Yechon said that to go a step further. Even though a man has Torah, but he has more time to learn, which he doesn't utilize, so that Kodesh Baruch will bring Yisurim on him, because any spare time is injurious for a man. And they make trouble for him. Because trouble is very good for a man who is idle. Either Torah or trouble. When I became dumb in silence. Delante, I became an Elam. I became speechless or dumb. Do me with silence. Hefeshezi me tape. When I stop talking from a good thing, Hefeshezi means to be silent. Be tape from good thing. Tape means Torah. When I became silent from Torah, ukevi neker, and my pain became very troublesome. The ain Torah relative is no good except Torah. It says silence from Torah doesn't mean talking good things. Good things means Torah. Nothing else is called good. Shenema kilekach toiv nosati lochem toiros al tazeva. So now we have two madregas. So as long as madrega was in the schus of Torah, a person is rescued from Yisurim. And Rabbi Yochanan said even a person didn't have any Yisurim, but if he had more time to learn, which he didn't utilize, Yisurim will come upon him. Say that. This Gemara found repeated elsewhere, different ways. Gemara says, Odom le'omol yula, the man is born for toil. So Gemara says, either toil of Torah or toil of Yisurim. So it's up to him to choose. Now Yisurim doesn't mean merely physical Yisurim. Any kind of troubles that come upon a man are called Yisurim. So therefore, if a man is not occupied in his spare time with Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills in the empty space with Yisurim. Omer Rabbi Zeira, Tamer Rabbi Chanin, Baal Pachet, Boyore, come and see, Shelo Kemides HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mides Boso Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way in this world is not like the way of human beings. Mides Boso Adam. Odom Mecha Chepes Lachaveh. If somebody has to sell something, let's say you have to sell your house, Moichel, or say the seller is sorry. Well, okay, the buyer is happy. You're not talking about a businessman. A businessman is happy to sell. But he means somebody has to sell something because he's hard up for cash. So he's sorry that he sells it. But the buyer is happy. He gets something. He's not so. He gave a Torah away to Israel and is happy. Shenema ki lekach tov nosati lochem. I give you a good instruction, the Torah. Torosi al tazeru. Don't forsake my Torah, which means HaKadosh Baruch is telling them, enjoy it. I'm giving it to you and enjoy it. Use it. So you see HaKadosh Baruch is happy. Now this is explanation. What does it mean? What kind of muscle is that? It means this. Not only Torah. It means HaKadosh Baruch is the only one in the universe who is kula tov. Anyone else who gives has some reservation. Even the biggest giver has a certain reservation when he gives. But HaKadosh Baruch had no reservations because he is whole mohus, the whole being of HaKadosh Baruch, nothing but giver. He's a nosen. Nosen lechem lechol bosor. Nosen lasech vebino. Everything Hashem gives and gives and gives. And that's the whole purpose of creation, to give, like you say. Rav Yoshia, you're great only to help. Even when you make the rain fall and you make the winds blow, the only purpose is to give to mankind food. So therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only purpose is giving, so he's entirely unlike any other giver in the world. Even the best giver feels a little bit compunction about giving away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who gives because giving, that's his, the yesod of his nature. Say that. Add a word. If a person has to move and he's selling the house, so he might tell the buyer, enjoy this house. But actually, he's saying it with reservations. He's sorry he has to leave that house. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says something like that, enjoy my Torah, he really means it. Because what's written in the Tanakh is not just talk. And therefore, when he says, Terosi al Tazev, I'm giving you a good instruction, don't forsake my Torah, means make use of it. So we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 100% happy that people are enjoying and making use of the Torah. Omar Rabbi Tamer Rav Chisde, Imroya Odom, she is Surim Boimel, a man sees troubles come upon him, let's say he lost his pocketbook today, and he fell down on the street today, what's all of a sudden happening to me? Yefash page be myself, he should search into his deeds. He has to find out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hinting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving hints. He doesn't take a hint, so he gives him a bigger hint. He used to say, a kapula on Saharanish. There was once a nudnik in kapula, used to come and bother. So the Balabos threw him down the stairs. He said, "Oh, I think the Balabos doesn't want me to come anymore." And so that's called the Unseheren. It's like Kodesh Bola gives hints. Shenema, Nach Besod Roch Kain, or let's us examine our words, Venach Kail, let's invest. Nach Besod Roch Kain, let's examine our ways, Venach Kail, let's investigate. Venach Shuv El Hashem. So that's the first thing to do. When people see that troubles are coming on them, they have to search into their ways and find for what things our Kodesh Bola is trying to give them hints that they have to repair, amend their ways. Now the next piece has two perushim. First pshat, pish peish velumos, if he searched and he couldn't find anything, at least yitle bebitl to let him attribute it to not learning Torah. At least that, he should know, is the reason. Shenema, ashrei hagever ashete yasrenu ko, happy is the man who Hashem gives him yesurim, umiteros ho salam den. And from his Torah he teaches him. It means, as a result of the Yisurim, a man comes to learn Torah. Now there's another pshat. Another pshat is, if a man sought for faults in himself, and he couldn't find anything wrong with himself, he should attribute it to the lack of learning. Had he learned, he would have found faults in himself. Who had a good conscience? People that don't know anything about Torah, they always have a good conscience. Those who have learned don't have a clear conscience. That's why when Pastor reformed the temple on Yom Kippur, nobody's weeping. Everybody's happy. If Pastor Fum Shtibel, people are weeping and hitting their breasts for their sins. So the Orthodox Jews are really the bad ones. They're full of sins. Where the reformers have no sins at all. So the more a person learns, the more he understands his faults. So Pishpes, if he searched for Loimos, I couldn't find anything wrong, he should attribute to Bitl Teh, because he didn't learn. Say that. Vim Tolo, and if he attributed to Bitl Teh, means after searching, he found nothing wrong in himself. And even Bitl Teh he didn't find, because he's learning Torah all the time. Vim Tolo Valomos, if he attributed it to Bitl Teh, but he didn't find any Bitl Teh, V'yodua, then it should be known to him, Sheyesurim Shalahavohem, it's a special suffering of love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to finish this man and make him perfect. And sometimes he sends to big tzaddikim yisurim shel ahava, just to make them perfect. It's a gift. Shenemar ki es asher yehav Hashem yochiyah. The one that Hashem loves, that's the one he rebukes. Now sometimes he rebukes, in most cases, because he wants to give them a hint that they should do tshuva. But sometimes Hashem loves a man who does have any faults, and still he rebukes him and does certain things to him, in order that the Yisurim should make him better. You know, people get better from Yisurim. People become more humble because of Yisurim. People have more sympathy with others because of Yisurim. And people sometimes come to be more nichna to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of Yisurim. And therefore, for those people, it's called Yisurim Shel Ahava. Say that. It's worth understanding that sometimes both kinds come upon a man. Is that tzaddik, and in one area he needs a hint, and that's one kind of yisurim. In addition, he can get yisurim shalav at the same time too. Doesn't mean it's only either one or the other. And he continues the subject. The one HaKadosh Baruch Hu really desires, medako bi yisurim, he grinds him down with yisurim. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves a man so much that he gives him a special treatment of Yisurim. Now this doesn't mean all his life. That you have to know. It could be he lived a long, happy life. But at least once in his life, either an early part or the middle or the end of his life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grinds him down with Yisurim. It doesn't mean all his life. Because we know that tzaddikim, like Avraham Avinu, didn't have Yisurim all their lives. They had Yisurim. Avraham suffered a long time because he didn't have a son. He said, Hashem Elokim Atitin, what are you giving me? I have no son. And others too, Yitzchak and Rivka, for many years they wept and begged for a son. And Yankel Avinu, when Yosef was lost from him, for so many years he wept for him. So tzaddikim have certain periods when HaKadosh Baruch Hu presses upon them with Yisurim. But it doesn't mean all their lives. Shenema, Hashem chofetz, Hashem desires darkly to oppress him. Hechel, he made him ill. So of course Hashem chofetz, that's idolatrous. But Hashem desires this man darkly, that's why he oppresses him. Hechel, he causes illness to come. Yochel, I might think, afilo lo kibbel and be'avo, even if the man did not accept it with love, it's also considered a worthwhile thing. He says, no. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends it upon a man for his benefit, there's a condition that the man has to accept it with love. Talmud lema, im tosim o som nafsh. If you put blame on yourself, and you say, I accept the Yisurim, I deserve them, then it's called Yisurim Shalava, and you gain the full benefit. But if he complains and says, why should it come, and he's angry, then it's not Yisurim Shalava anymore. Ma Oshem Ladas, just like a Korban Oshem, is only brought willingly. If a man wants to be Mechaper for an Aver, he brings an Oshem. He has to be willing to bring the Oshem. Af Yisurim has to be Ladas. Im Kiblon Masfor, if he accepted the Yisurim, what will be his reward? So he says, Yerez, Yere, you'll see children. Yarech, Yom, you'll live many, many years. So you see that Yisurim doesn't mean all his life. For a certain period, when something comes upon that worthy man, the righteous man, and he accepts it, be'avo, as a result, he's going to live long years, and he'll see havnachas from children. Although not only that, Elisha Talmudim is kai be'yodi. That's a great reward, that his learning won't be forgotten. It'll remain in his hand. Like it says, those who come to the next world, so they announce there, Ashe mishabole kan the Talmudim be'yodi. Happy is the man who comes here and his learning is in his hand. Of course, you have to keep on learning in order learning should be in your hand. You never learned anything, nothing to take in your hand. But a man who is learning and reviewed constantly, only is afraid that he might forget, so here is promised that his Talmud will remain in his hand. That's a great blessing. Shema, v'cheifas Hashem v'yoda yislach. And the desires of Hashem, what is more desire of Hashem than the Torah? Will be prosperous in his hand. I mean, the Torah, which says, Chepas Hashem, will prosper in his hand. That's a continuation of the man who blames himself and accepts the Yisurim be'ahava. Say that. Ligibo, there's a machlekes in this of Rabbi Yaakov Baridi and Rabbi Acher Barchanit. Chadomar, Elohim Yisurim Shalava. What's called Yisurim Shalava? That are not visited in order to punish, but they're visited in order to make somebody better than he is. It's just a additional benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on tzaddikim. He chastises them to make them even better. Kol she'ein bohem bitul teor. If they don't cause him to lose time from learning, if the Yisurim are such that don't cause him to stop or lose time from learning, that's Yisurim shel Ahava. Fortunate is the man that Hashem chastises him, and from your Torah you teach him. Means you continue to teach him from your Torah. But he's going to lose time because of his sufferings, time from Torah, then that's a sign that it's not for Ahava. Chadama once said, Elohim Yisurim Shalavo, call Shane Bohem Beetle Tfilah if it doesn't make him lose his time from Tfilah or his ability to be Mispalel well. That's a sign that it says Yisurim Shal Abba. Shenema Boruch Elohim Ashalo Heisir Tfilosi Bechazdo Biti, who did not remove my prayer and his kindliness from me. Now the Pasuk means he did not remove my request for which I prayed. But included in that is, my prayer also he didn't remove from me. So if a person is able to be mispalel well, despite his Yisurim, that's a good sign that it's Yisurim Shalav. Say that. Omalehu Rebbe Abe Bereda Rebbe Chia Barabe. He said to these two who were disputing what's called Yisurim Shalav. He said, Hochi Omar, this is what my father, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, said, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Eilu, Eilu, Yisurim, Shalahavohein, in order that it should be Yisur Yerushalavo, you need both. That he should not be disturbed from his learning Torah, and he shouldn't be hindered from being mispalel properly. Shinema, ki es asher ye'ahav Hashem yochiach. The one whom Hashem loves, he rebukes. It means he sends rebuke upon him in the form of some kind of chastisement. Now the Malshoy explains that just before this pasuk, it's written, "Betach b'Hashem b'chol libecho," trust in Hashem with all your heart, which refers to tefillah. But tefillah is betochen. You address all your requests to Hashem, and you thank only Him alone. So tefillah is an expression of betochen and emunah b'Hashem. That's just before this. Also, just before this, it says, praises of the Torah. Rifus hili shorecho lechol besore marpe. That the Torah is a healing for a person's flesh, and it includes every kind of well-being. It talks about Torah. So you see, Torah and tefillah are mentioned just before this pasuk. And so the pasuk concludes, ki asa sheyav Hashem yochiach. That's called Yisurim shel Ahava. So you need both. He should not be disturbed from his Torah and from his tefillah. Otherwise, it's not shel Ahava, because, after all, the success of life is that a person is able to learn Torah properly and to be mispalel properly. So any Yisurim that hinder him from that is certainly not Ahava. Eloma Talmud Lema Omiteros Salamdenu. Why does the pasuk have to tell you Omiteros Salamdenu for the previous pasuk? If you have this pasuk that states it clearly, so why that pasuk? She says, Alti, don't learn Salamdenu, Ela Tilmedenu. You can learn it from the Torah. This principle he's telling us here is in the Torah. So now, when it says Ashrei HaGeva, the pasuk in Tehillim, the pasuk is harking back to a principle that's written in the Torah. Umeteroso solamden, this principle that a man is fortunate to have Yisurim Shalavo, this fortune is have Yisurim, this principle is written in the Torah. Now not only Yisurim Shalavo, but now this pasuk is not necessarily talking about Yisurim Shalavo. Yisurim Shalavo, we learned about that from Kiyat HaShayav HaMishav Yichiyach, which talks about Torah and Tefillah. But the Pasuk, Ashrei HaGeva, is talking about Yisurim in general. And the Pasuk is telling us, from the Torah you taught us, how beneficial chastisement in general is for people. What does it say in the Torah? Elemetor tilmedeno, dovezemetor osva tilmedeno, kalvachema, mishen v'ayim. If a man knocks out the eye, or the tooth, of his Eved Ivri. So the Eved Ivri goes out free. So we say, Ma Shen V'ayin, Shehein Echa, the only one Meivar of Shalom, of a person's limbs. Eved Yetzir Ben Lacheres, by losing them, he's able to go free. Then Yisurim Shememorikin Kolgul Shalom, chastisement that cleanses a man's body, it means a man is influenced by his whole body, by chastisement, is humbled. In all his limbs, he feels his pain. Allah has come and become al mashmur, so will it set him free from what he's enslaved to. If a man's enslaved to arrogance, or is enslaved to wickedness, to meanness, and then he suffers, he becomes humble and more kind-hearted and sympathetic to people, and other good midas come to people. He's humble to Hashem too and does tshuva. Many people became frum because they were ill. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu cured them subsequently when they no longer needed chastisement. So therefore, it's a kal v'chomer. If knocking out a tooth can set a man free from his slavery, that's at the beginning when he sold himself to slavery, and he has 6 more years to go, and the owner knocked out a tooth, so he goes out free. Why? Because suffering at the hands of his owner is equivalent to 6 years of servitude. So suffering at the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem a man from years of servitude in other forms to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets this man go free by means of the suffering he inflicts on him. Say that. A correction. Eved Kenayni goes out to Shem Zion. Eved Kenayni goes out to Shem, not Eved Ivri. Say it. Now, since he learned from the pasuk Eis Asher Yav Hashem Yochiach, that you need both. It shouldn't be Bittul Torah or Bittul Tefillah. in order it should be called Yisurim Shalavo. So the pasuk of Asher Yagera, Asher Teyasenu Kom Iteroso Salamden, which talks only about Torah, we can no longer use that pasuk for Yisurim Shalavo, because you have to have also, it shouldn't be Bittul Tefillah too. And that pasuk talks only about Torah. So therefore he said that pasuk talks about Yisurim in general. And from the Torah you can learn that Yisurim in general is good. Just as an Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani is put into servitude for a reason. Eved Avodim Yihi Le'echo, because Kenan had a low character. That's why he were cursed to be Avodim. Le'ach cursed Kenan because of that. Ovo Kenan. But when he undergoes Yisurim, he endures some kind of a tribulations, so HaKadosh Baruch accepts that as a remedy for his character. A remedy for bad character is suffering. So if Eved Kenani, who is supposed to be forever in servitude, still he goes out from his servitude just because he lost a tooth at the hand of his master, so the humiliation of losing a tooth or an eye at the hand of his master serves as a compensation for his bad character. And that's why now he doesn't have to be a slave anymore. So we say that's the case. Then if people undergo some tribulation, some travail that causes their entire body to be ill, surely these people will be redeemed by means of Yisurim from punishments that they deserve to get. V'hainu, der Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish domer, he said, Shimon Lakish, Nehemiah says, B'riz ben Melach. Nehemiah, B'riz ben Yisurim. Now he explains. Nehemiah, B'riz ben Melach. See, when he talks about the korbanos, so you must offer up all the korbanos with salt. You should never stop the salt of the bris. Like he says, I'll call korban chotakli melach. On all your offerings, you have to put salt. Nehemiah says, bris be yisurim. That's in the Torah, when he enumerates all the sufferings that will come upon the people. And it's called a bris. So we say, we have now two cases of bris, and we learn one from the other. So we say, ma bris ha'omer b'melach. What's the case with melach? What's the bris of melach? A melach mamtekes es abosa. The salt makes the meat taste better. Meat without salt is flat. With salt, it has a tang, and it's appetizing. Av bris ha'omer b'yisurim. Yisurim imorkim kol avenisa shalot. Means this. A man with sins smells bad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's filthy, he's corrupt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how nice he smells to people, but to Hashem, a man with sins is filthy and rotten. But by means of Yisurim, he becomes sweet and appetizing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, a man should welcome the Yisurim, any kind of Yisurim. Not talking about Yisurim Shalava now. Any Yisurim make a person better. The truth is, people who have suffered have better character than those who haven't suffered. Anybody who's been through it already comes out of the hospital more mild, more gentle, more sympathetic to people, and more humbled in general. And therefore, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this man is more pleasant, more acceptable, because he has a breeze of melech on him. Say that. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, amen. Rotsi HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Tika hir bolohem, toiro mitzvah shenema. Shem hovi tamam, sinka yago peri adir.
This shiur was made available by kolavigdir.com.